So Dr. Clayton, I have a question from Carla Mendez, MD from Puerto Rico, and I'll read it out. She says, what I struggle the most is with lack of libido. I know how to tackle premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, but the lack of libido is hard to treat. Many times patients come to me with that as their chief complaint. They're not on any meds, maybe not even depressed, just a complete lack of sexual interest. And it is bothersome to them. I see this particularly in women starting in their 40s. What do I do with them?
So the diagnosis of hypoactive sexual desire disorder is composed of distressing low sexual desire.
Right.
And it usually is a decrease in desire.
Yeah.
People who have lifelong low desire don't usually have a complaint and feel distress about it. So if someone comes in with that, there are screening tools to look at that. But what you really need to be screening for are some of the modifiable conditions that might be contributing. So relationship problems, medical conditions, medications or other substances that people are using, status changes in life. So it could be that they're postmenopausal or perimenopausal, or it could also be now they're working very hard and their priorities have changed.
Right.
And that might need to be addressed.
So we have to take time to talk to them.
We do.
Yeah.
There is a screening tool, the Decreased Sexual Desire Screener, that asks them four yes-no questions about, did you used to have adequate desire? Is it diminished? Are you bothered by it? Do you want to do something about it? And it also has a fifth question that goes through a whole series of potential causes for diminished sex drive.
Oh, nice.
And that can be helpful for trying to target whether in this person it's this versus something else.
Right. So is this questionnaire available for use at no cost, or like how can our readers access this questionnaire?
Yeah, if you just type in Decreased Sexual Desire Screener.
Decreased Sexual Desire Screener. Just Google it.
Uh-huh. You'll be able to get it.
Okay. And I'll put a link,
it's free.
Link to it in the notes. Okay, terrific. So you mentioned medical conditions. So basically we'll do like basic labs like the CBC, Chem7, thyroid, I guess. Do we have to do like additional workup or?
So I wouldn't necessarily recommend labs unless there are certain things, mostly hormones, that you're concerned about. So endocrine diseases are one of the causes.
Yeah.
Diabetes is one of those, if it's not previously been identified. But also thyroid disease can potentially contribute to that. So that may be helpful. Also, very frequently with sexual dysfunction is depression. It's the most common comorbid condition. So that and some other psychiatric conditions should be evaluated for.
Right.
In terms of neurological symptoms or diseases, those can also contribute. And then vascular problems. That's particularly true in men, cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you should evaluate
at
the presentation with erectile dysfunction, for example.
And I think I've heard that it's the other way around also. If men have erectile dysfunction, you should evaluate them for cardiovascular disease.
That's exactly
because it's a
right.
predictor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then medications, what would be one or two common medications that we might look for that might cause sexual dysfunction?
So oral contraceptives are very common. And in fact, they increase the risk of developing antidepressant-associated sexual dysfunction eightfold.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes it's really the oral contraceptive that's causing the problem. Sometimes it's the antidepressant. And we should think about antidepressants, oral contraceptives. And ones that people don't think about are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, antihistamines, and opioids.
So if they are taking these on a regular basis, then maybe a trial of the medication might
be helpful.
Be
the other thing, this is where labs may also come in.
Yeah.
For oral contraceptives, we usually check a testosterone level and sex hormone binding globulin.
Okay.
And then we can determine a free testosterone. And if that's low, that may be one of the factors. Sometimes antidepressants lower testosterone levels, and opioids definitely lower testosterone levels. So in someone on opioids, that might be something else to do. It would be preferable to get them off an opioid, though, than add testosterone in that circumstance.
Yeah, if possible. So, but the oral contraceptives, so because a lot of women are on oral contraceptives, should we do a trial of oral contraceptives if we think that might be the cause, or only if there is low testosterone?
We have taken them off oral contraceptives to see if that's a problem.
Just to see if that happens. Okay.
And we have cases where we've reported where that has been the cause, as opposed to an SSRI that they were also taking.
Right. And very interestingly, you pointed out the interaction between,
exactly.
between the two. So that's very helpful. So you're saying, like, first do an assessment, don't just jump to treat it. So in the next clip, I'll ask you about, like, treatments for decreased libido, but we must start with the evaluation, I guess.